Now that the sunny weather has arrived, a question that people have asked me already this year and certainly get asked every summer is a question about putting on sun cream on Shabbat. Is that permissible or not? There is an Isser of Memareach. Memareach means smoothing something down. One of the Lamed Tet Melachot is Memachek, is where you've got a hide and you're smoothing it down, taking off all the hairs and making it very smooth and soft. And a Cholada of that is Memareach. Is smoothing something else down. The Rambam in Perek Kaf Gimel of Hilchot Shabbat, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that if you've got a barrel or something like that with a hole in it and you want to plug up the hole on Shabbat, one of the problems we've got if you're using shava, if you're using a wax seal fitting it, jamming it into the hole, is going to be a problem of memareach, of smoothing it in. There might also be a problem of boner or makeh patish or something like that, but that's a separate question. But here you've got a problem of memareach. And he goes on to say that even to use shuman, even to use oil, is not allowed. Shema yimrach, because you might come to smooth it down. So one of the questions is, what type of oil are we talking about? We're obviously not talking about just taking some olive oil and pouring it on the barrel. It'll just go through the hole. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like this Rambam in Simen Shin Yud Dalet Seif Yud Aleph. Asur litein shavo shemen av. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't put a thick oil. So we're not just talking about a free-flowing oil, but it's obviously congealed oil, which is not quite as solid or hard as wax, but it's somewhat softer than that, but it can still be smoothed down. And the reason you can't do it, the Shulchan Aruch says, is mipnei shema shehu memareach, because you're spreading it out. So one of the big questions is, in the poskim, what exactly falls into this category of memareach? What is it that you're not allowed to smooth down? Obviously, you've got various different types of materials. You know, on the one hand, you've got regular shemen, and then you've also got shemen av, which is mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch, and then you've got the shava, which the Rambam mentions as being a problem of proper memareach. So it seems that there are three different categories that we've got here. We've got a solid mass, which can be smoothed down. There you've got a problem of memareach mid to oraita. So something like that would be taking taking wax or waxy substance and smoothing it down to cover something. That would be a problem of mid oraita. Then you've got a semi-solid mass, something like thick oil, and that's going to be prohibited mid rabbanan. And then you've got the regular oil, which is permitted. So the big question is, in practical terms, what's the difference between a liquid and a semi-solid mass? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva says that toothpaste, you can't use toothpaste on Shabbat because of a problem of memareach. Not everybody necessarily agrees with this view of Rav Moshe Feinstein about toothpaste. That's certainly his opinion. Toothpaste falls foul of the prohibition of memareach because you're smoothing it out. Something which is pourable isn't a problem of memareach. Rav Nachum Rabinovich in Siach Nachum Simon Kaf, he adds a further criteria. Says if it's something which is absorbed into the body when you smooth it on, so then there's not a problem of memareach, as opposed to something which will leave a solid film on top of the body, which would be a problem. And that also appears in a footnote in Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Lamed Gimel, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. In any event, in practical terms, it seems that certainly anything which is liquidy, so you shake the bottle and you can hear it sloshing around, and you pour it out and it's going to drip off your arm if you don't rub it in quickly, that's not going to be a problem of memareach. Very certainly certainly some of these sun creams, suntan lotions, are actually spray-ons, and that wouldn't be a problem. Rav Nachum Rabinovich is actually makel even about hand cream, because he says that's totally absorbed. And even though hand cream is sort of, you know, a little bit solidy-ish, it's not quite as pourable as something which slops around, but certainly if it's something which is, you know, properly liquidy, then there isn't going to be a problem on Shabbat. Ad Kan.